Aleph here just limits Mishnah Yod, and he says, Amar Shimon Gamliel, when do we say the guys have to wipe down their containers every time? That's balach, when they're selling liquids, and liquids, you know, can congeal at the bottom. Aval b'yavesh, if it's a dry goods shop, and, you know, the guy's selling, you know, beans, or, you know, barley corn or something, so you dump out the barley out of the container, and the container's empty again. The barley doesn't stick to the sides, therefore, in itself, he need not wipe down the sides. V'chayv l'achriya lo tefach. Now, when you sell something, the custom in this place was, in a place that has no custom, the din is, since you have to be extra righteous in your distribution of, in your selling, so you have to let the scales tip in the favor of the buyer. When you buy your gummy bears from me, I put your gummy bears on one side, one pan, I put the 100 gram weight on another pan, and then what happens is, you know, as you add more gummy bears, it slowly, the tails skip, you know, your pan gets heavier and heavier, and it starts going down, whereas my 100 weight starts going up. So I have to, I guess in the initial time, they sort of had the standard-ish scales. So what happens is, I have to keep on putting more gummy bears in your pan until your pan is a full tefach lower than my 100 gram weight. Tip like that. Okay? So that's a fun way of measuring the weight, but the point is I should give you the benefit of extra weight to the point that it's lachriya lo tefach, yours is a tefach lower than mine. Hayashokolo ayin ba'ayin. If the minig in this place is Kachabas, is not to overweight by tefach amount, so therefore it's eye to eye, meaning the pan is exactly level. My pan with my 100 gram weight is exactly the same level as your pan with your 100 grams worth of gummy bears. Then nos no gerumav, I should throw in you a little extra to benefit you. Now, this means we're going to do it based on how much extra. We're going to say echad la'asara balach, which literally means 1 to 10 for liquids, and ve'echad la'esrim b'yavesh, 1 to 20 for dry. The Gemara re-understands these words to mean that we're talking about the operative measure here for these mishnayos here is the litro, which is the libra of the Romans. Let's call it a pound. It's like 12 ounces, but let's call it a pound. The point is, the din of having to tip the scales in your favor is when we're talking about a transaction of a pound of goods or more. And here we're saying that the din is instead of giving the tefach, the minhag is just to do it eye to eye, level weights, then I have to throw in for you an extra echad la'asara balach, means one extra tenth of a pound for every 10 pounds. The words are not there. The Gemara rewrites it, say, because it doesn't say echad ba'asara, one part in ten, it's echad la'asara, it's one tenth for every 10 pounds, i.e. 1%, that's balach, if we're talking liquids. Ve'echad la'esrim b'yavesh, and one part to 20, if we're talking dry goods. So the Rambam Paskins, and the shot here is that it's 1/20th of a pound for every 20 pounds, i.e. 1/400th, or 0.25%. The Gemara itself actually has two shots. The one shot is 1/10th for 20 pounds, and one is 1/20th for every 20 pounds. Okay, so either 200 or 400th, halacha is like 400th. That's for yavesh, for dry goods. Now, makom shenagu lamod badaka, if the minag is that when I measure things out for you, I measure them in small units, you know, by the cup, whatever it is, then lo yamad badgasa. Since I have to make sure that it's always in your favor each time, I can't use this, instead of using little, you know, by the cup, I can't use like 100 cup measures, because then of course I'll be short. Since you're making a little bit of a fraction over on each time I scoop it out for you, if I use one big scooper, you get less fractions, so to speak, and therefore, if the minig is using a small container, I have to measure with small containers. Bagasa, on the other hand, if the minig is using a big container, lo yaman bagadaka, I shouldn't measure out with small containers, then of course, you, the purchaser, wouldn't lose in such a transaction, the next guy who comes to town will, but he'll observe the wrong din. That's when he sells stuff. And therefore, same goes, limchok, if the minig is to use level balance. You smooth off the top of the cup. What's it called? Level measure. No, it's by the cup. Either you can do like a heaping teaspoon or a level teaspoon. So if I'm selling, you know, your saffron by the teaspoon, if the minig is limchok, to do a level off the top of the teaspoon, whatever, teaspoon, I'm saying, whatever the container is, so then lo yigdosh, I can't be godesh, I can't like give you heaping teaspoons. Ligdosh, the minig is to do gedusha, like, you know, heaping ones. Lo yimchok, I can't smooth it out. Of course, that's cheating you. And again, obviously, if I'm godesh, when really the minig is to be mochek, so of course, the purchaser in this case not losing, but the next time an observer looks what's going on, or him, and he tries to sell the merchants, he'll think he has to give heaping, when really he doesn't have to give heaping, he has to give level measure. Okay.